Right, an update on the Senzo Miyiwa murder trial. The state has called a new witness to testify about the DNA swabs obtained from some of the accused in the Senzo Miyiwa murder trial. That's in the Pretoria High Court, you know. Let's get more detail about that with the SABC News reporter Pearl Magubane. Pearl, hi.
Good afternoon, Ashraf, and to the listeners.
Thank you. So what are the big things that emerged today?
Well, today we had two witnesses that were called to the stand, one being Sergeant Zia, who was the one that went to Johannesburg prison where accused number three was, and another prison where accused number four was, just to get swabs from their cheeks. And all he said is that this was under, you know, the order of Brigadier Geninda and Sergeant Mukhola, who are part of the investigating team. And he just came just to testify about his role in that. And then Sergeant Mukhola was called then just to testify about the chain of events, of evidence, as to saying that she was the one responsible, as she was present when these swabs were being taken, and she kept the exhibits safe and stored them in her office until they went to the forensic lab where they were tested. However, the results of those swabs have not been disposed of in court yet. However, during cross-examination, the defense did ask her about the arrest of accused number one, who was arrested on the 30th of May 2020 on a different charge, and he had been in prison throughout. The defense saying that, you know, initially when Muzusi Bia was arrested, the police then knew that they wanted him for the Senzo Miyiwa case, and they mentioned it to him. However, had to arrest him on different other charges, that being a drug-related charge and possession of ammunition, just to get him for the Miyiwa trial.
Okay.
Yes, yeah,
oh, fascinating. Anything else come out?
Yeah, basically the defense says that, you know, they're convinced that all those charges did not hold, the drug and the ammunition charge, and that's why he spent a few months in custody, interrogated. We do know this, that there are allegations that he was allegedly assaulted by the police for him to sign the alleged confession. Muzis Bia, as one of the made a statement, as well as accused number two, with regards to other people's involvement in the murder case. But the defense is just saying that they wanted all these other charges that were not real to stick before they could question him about the Senzo Miyiwa trial. And that warrant of arrest was only issued a few months later when he was already in prison for the drug and ammunition charge.
Let's see how that one plays out. So we'll check next week, I'm sure, right?
Yes, we will. We are back in court on Monday. Mukhola is still expected to be on the stand under cross-examination, not only from Ngome Zulu, but all the other defense counsel still need to poke holes at her testimony.
Okay, have a good rest, and then back to court on Monday. Pearl Magubane, the SABC news reporter who's covered extensively the Senzo Miyiwa murder trial. By the way, there's a couple of WhatsApps messages. Imagine, let me just see if I can get this one.